Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Lady Carolyn.
I'm Elder Clay Devin.
And welcome to our show. Tonight our topic is learning to operate in love no matter what. But before we get started, we're going to have some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father and our God, Father of glory, we come before your throne and we give you all thanks, praise, and honor right now, Father God. And we just ask, Father God, that you would give us that anointing, Father God, that makes speaking your word so easy, Father God. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that it will fall on ears, dear Heavenly Father, with softened hearts, Father God, to hear your word. And we pray that these things in Jesus' name for the sake of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And tonight, again, our topic is learning to operate in love no matter what.
Amen.
We will be discussing the importance of learning that operating in love does not stop just because things happen that is uncomfortable to us, or because we are hurt, disappointed, or feeling helpless rooted in our relationship. We need to understand that the people in our lives are not the problem. It is the spirits in them that we are up against. And these principalities have to be dealt with through spiritual things. Anytime we refuse or resist to operate in love, we are operating with the same force as these spirits, and therefore giving them full reign over ourselves and others. But when we choose to operate in love, we exhibit light and salt in the earth to those who are of this earth, so that they can see the witnesses of God's love. If we fall into the same reactions of those who persecute us and don't learn to operate in love, how would anyone know that we are God's children? Amen?
Amen.
And tonight we're coming out of the book of Matthew, coming out of chapter 5, verse 11 through 12, and I'm going to do the King James Version first, and then the Message Version afterwards. And the King James Version, the word says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." And the Message Version of Matthew 5:11-12 is, "Not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer even. But though they don't like it, I do. And all heaven applaud. And know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble." And that's the word of God.
For the people of God, praise be unto God.
Amen, amen. And I was meditating on this topic earlier, learning to operate in love no matter what, thinking about how, you know, we go through so much with different people, and especially in our relationships, and a lot of times it's those people that are closer to your heart, a lot of times, that you really have to, you know,
pull a lot of stuff, and
learn that you can't act like them or do tit for tat back to them, you know, and call that operating in love. We got to always be reminded that as Christians, we're under a whole nother law of code of behavior, you know, and it's not always easy, but we have to stay encouraged that we can do it. Because no matter what goes on, we can't stop being a Christian. We can't stop being God-like. We can't stop being Christ-like. We cannot go into the same behavior that other people are going into, you know. And I was talking with someone earlier today about faith, you know. And, you know, faith is a believing. you know. But we got to pull that to a whole nother level and understand that we got to have faith in God. That's who we got to have faith in, because we can have faith in ourselves, we can have faith in things, we can believe in anything, you know. But when you have faith in God, that's what kind of give you that surrender, you know, to turn things over to Him, to find another way to act, you know, and to seek His will for you, you know, regardless of what it is that's going on, because at any given time, the enemy is coming, because he's always out there lurking, watching, waiting, looking for somebody to devour. And we got to understand that it could be anybody. You know, people just walk by you sometimes with an attitude. You might, like you was mentioning earlier, you know, be working with someone or married to someone, in a relationship with someone, your children, anybody. But if I heard this thing, it said, I know that I think it might have been, I can't remember who it was. I want to say that it was your Bishop Blue, had said that if somebody passed by you arguing with a fool, how they going to know who the fool is if you arguing with them? And I was thinking about that today, and I was thinking, you know, that's right, because if I feel like I'm arguing with a fool, what's the fool thinking? You know what I'm saying? He's thinking the same thing, right? Because we acting just alike. We acting just alike, and that's what we got to understand. When I'm acting just like the person that I want to discredit, or say that they're not acting like they're supposed to act. But if I'm joining in with them, I just became just like them.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. And I was listening to T.D. Jakes today, too, and he was speaking about Paul and how he was praying about the affliction that was in his life and how he prayed to God three times, you know, to take it away from him.
Mm-hmm.
But His word was that, you know, God overruled him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that in the end, God just told him when he asked him, he said, my grace is sufficient,
that's right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand and realize we're going to be persecuted, you know, and a lot of times it is by those that are close to us. But we have to know and understand that God's grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to rejoice, even
Amen.
Though we're going through whatever it is we're going through, and I know it's easier said than done,
mm-hmm.
but as we go through this love walk, we have to understand that this love is empowering. If you receive it and walk in it and begin to understand the power that it has in the earth, it has so much power that it raised Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
You know, that's power. But we have to understand and let it work in us and through us and continue to do this on a daily basis. You know, it's just like anything that you want to become a part of you, you have to practice it. You have to allow it to be a part of you on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if not, then you will succumb to other things that you allow to take its place. You know, another thing that Bishop Blue had taught us, too, that a lot of times it's a flesh test. You know, not just a faith test, but a flesh test to see if your faith is stronger than your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to overcome that, you need the love of God in you in order to be able to overcome these things. Because it's easy, so easy to be offended. It's so easy to get upset from even a look or a word from someone.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone just ignoring you. You know, they see you need help, but they just ignore you. You know,
mm-hmm.
that could be, I mean, there's so many, there's a multitude of things that can rile our flesh, you know, when it comes to dealing with people. But once we understand how to operate in love, it puts a whole new slant on things. But you have to first of all receive it, and then you have to learn to operate in it and over in order to overcome these flesh tests, because they're going to come at you on a daily basis, every day.
Okay.
From all the people that you described earlier, be it co-worker, family member, husband, wife, sister, brother, stranger, children, you name it. It's going to come some way, shape, form, or fashion. But if you fool with that love, it's another thing, too, now, because as you get filled with it, you have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're emptying yourself of it constantly. So you have to get that refill. So you have to go before him. You have to worship him. You have to praise him. You have to get in his presence with an empty cup.
Mm-hmm.
And ask him to fill me anew, afresh, because I have to go back out and do this all over again.
Mm-hmm.
He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
So we know that, you know, we can come to our Father, and he will do exactly what his word said he will do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that is not just a one-time thing.
Exactly.
We have to continue. People. Yeah, we got to continue mm-hmm. to go back to him.
Right, because some people think that they can... You know, we was talking about this the other day. Feel good, things are going well, and then you don't have to read your word as much, or you ain't got to pray as much, or you ain't got to meditate as much. But any time that you're worshiping and prayer and meditation, any time that stops, it's going to start working for you.
Because you're going to...
You're not going to have that. You know, you're not going to... It's like losing the strength of your foundation,
right.
You know.
Right.
And when you having a real hard time pulling that up, that's what's letting you know. It's letting you know that you're not as spiritually connected as you once were, because you find out that when you're really spiritually connected, those little things that people do does not bother you like that. When you're spiritually connected, you know, you might get a little... Ooh, I need to shake that off, you know. But you don't have that. I need to grab them, choke them, or fix them, or get them back. You know, you ain't got that. Yeah, you don't have that, because that spiritual connection that you got keeps your flesh arrested. You know, and we have to be reminded to do that. I was just thinking about how many marriages, and even, you know, in our marriage, you know, when we kept the stuff going on because we were not spiritually connected. So every day we faced the same dilemma, every day. It didn't go nowhere because we never surrendered it to God. We never did.
Flesh test was constantly there.
Mm-hmm.
It was forever present with us, in front of us. But we never overcame it because we never dealt with it.
Right.
You know, we never went to the source to get filled.
Mm-hmm.
We never went to the source to get the answer.
Right.
We never went to the source for forgiveness. We never went to the source for anything that we needed to overcome where we were at,
mm-hmm.
to pass the test.
Right.
You know, we kept going back to that same place with those same attitudes, with those same feelings and emotions, and never really resolving anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that you kept trying to tell me, you know, baby, we have to find a solution to this, or we're going to maintain having this problem. And at that time, I didn't have ears to hear. You really didn't want to hear, because I was still feeling my pain and animosity and hurt. And I wasn't at a point where I could move past that at the time, you know. So as long as we stay in that place, we remain in that place.
And those are those principalities, that those strongholds that we have to pray down. We have to learn how to recognize.
Pull them down.
Yes, pull them down. We have to learn how to recognize that's what that is. Instead of thinking that that's the person, because a lot of times what we want to say is, he just acting like that, she just acting like that, oh, they're doing this and they're doing that. No, something inside of them got a hold on them. And we do have to pull that down, but you got to identify what that is, because, you know, I used to call yours out, you arrogant, you selfish, you know. But I didn't know how to pray about those things. But I tell you, a lady helped me, Elder Leonard, she helped me when she said, whatever it is that you see that's going on with your husband, tell your daddy, tell your father up in heaven. She said, but write a list about all the things that are going on with you. And any time that you feel like you want to open up your mouth and say something to him about what's going on with him, look at your list and see have you improved or got rid of anything over there on your list. If you still got stuff on your list, don't bother him. Tell him the good things about him. She told me, she said, say what it is that's good to him, that he can hear those things. But anything that you don't like or you disapprove of or you're disappointed in or you wish wasn't there, take it to the one who can fix it. Because me at you, you know, is not going to make you get better. You know, because when we hear criticism and judgment from the people that we so close to, we take that as criticism and judgment. We don't take that as love or you trying to help me. It sounds like criticism and judgment.
Criticism to me is already there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it puts more weight on the self-esteem.
Okay.
It's already damaged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm already in a place where I'm vulnerable. And it's like every time that I'm trying to come out of it, I get sucker punched in the gut, and
mm-hmm.
all the wind gets knocked out of me. So I'm drifting further to this hopeless state, and feeling like I'm not worth anything. You know, I feel like you don't love me, because love doesn't sound like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't feel like this. You know, so
and you can't love yourself because you know you're wrong. You know, because it's hard for when people are doing wrong and people are constantly at each other and they have some things inside of them, you know, the principality is a governor. It governs. It's a ruler.
Right.
You know, and when we have that high ruler inside of us, we know it. When we already was born not to be that way, we know it.
Having a healthy spirit.
Yes, we know it. And it makes we being controlled by it. And instead of surrendering to God and doing what it is that we know we've been called to do, out that rebellious spirit that dwell with that spirit, keep us from being able to stop. You know, when we know we haven't stopped, because it's always that voice in the back of your head, why don't you just stop? Why don't you apologize? Why don't you go home? Why don't you put that drink down? You know, why don't you get away from these people? It's always that voice there, and then you just shake that off, you know, and continue in your mess.
You know,
but then you feel bad because there's a conscience, there's a guilt. You know, there's that condemnation, you know, that we feel. We feel that, you know. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and then there's that other voice that's in front of you telling you all kind of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and then you ain't got to go home.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's like, well, she ain't the boss of me.
If I go home now, I'm going to be looking weak.
Yeah, you know, so you know, you get that arrogant, you know, haughty spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it feeds into anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feeds it, it fosters it, mm-hmm. you know. And if we don't deal with it, it gets violent.
Right.
You know, it explodes.
Because
if you keep it building up, it's got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and instead of getting on your knees and asking God to help you with all of this stuff that you have on the inside, you know, the drinking and the smoking didn't help.
Right.
All it did was help suppress, and then it takes my mind to other places, mm-hmm. making me say things out my mouth that I shouldn't say, hurtful things.
Right.
You know. And that's just not a good place to be, you know. But God's grace being sufficient, you know, and knowing that, okay, now one or two things got to happen. Somebody's going to have to surrender. Somebody's going to have to, you know, humble themselves and ask for forgiveness, or at least at the minimum say, I'm sorry, so the process can begin.
Or somebody gonna have enough sense not to argue with those spirits, you know, not to entertain those spirits, because it get to the point where you don't know if it depends on your connection with God, because a lot of times, and I want to say this first, You can't play like you know God.
No,
you cannot pretend that you have a connection with God because you know scripture,
right.
You know, and you say you're praying.
Yeah.
You can't play with that.
No,
you
got
to really have a connection.
Be a desperation in you.
Yes.
You, really want
you got to go in supplication
that's
to
right.
Him and tell Him what your needs are because God likes for us to come to Him. He is our Father. He's a loving, caring Father.
But
He wants us to come to Him.
But most of the time, though, when you get to that point where you are so broken,
mm-hmm.
and that's what he operates in your brokenness.
Mm, amen.
You got to get to the point where it says, Lord, I'm crying out to you because I can't take this anymore.
Amen.
I can't deal with this on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving this to you. You know,
mm-hmm.
help me through this, because if not, I'm going to lose my mind, and something's going to happen that I'm going to regret. So that broken spirit is what he sees, and now he says, now you humble yourself to the point where I can come in and I can fix what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get to that point. You got to break down and just cry out to Him
mm-hmm.
and ask Him to help you.
Right, and that's
what
I'm going to say. When you get there and you really, really know who God is and you really want God to help you, that's what He'll do. He'll help you, and He'll stop you from over there with the other person trying to fix them, because anytime we go on the other side trying to fix somebody else, we're still trying to play God.
Yep.
We're still
yep.
trying to play yep. God, and there is no God in our life because we think we God.
That's right.
And we got to know that when we want a real God, the one and true living God, we got to connect with Him, and then He'll fix us. He will fix us.
And that's what happened with us. You
mm-hmm.
know, we had to get through that place where we hit rock bottom.
Right.
But the awesome thing about when you hit rock bottom, Jesus is the rock.
Yeah, it is.
You done went all the way down as far as you can go.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go no far.
Remember, look up.
But that rock
mm-hmm.
is there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize and understand that He is that rock. And from that point, He can build you up.
Mm-hmm.
He can build you back up. He can give you what you need to overcome all the stuff that you're going through.
Right.
You know, and between that rock and that brokenness, oh, God go to work.
Yes,
Jesus will go to work. The
mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit can go to work.
Amen.
And He can make you a new creature,
mm-hmm.
new creation in Him.
And your husband can have a new wife, and wife you
have a new husband.
Hallelujah.
And I mean
it's brand new. Amen. Thank you, God. We thank you so much for the deliverance from
yes.
so much.
Well,
and we thank you for continuing
right
to help us and keep us and ooh, Lord Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, God, because I mean it's been. You know, we describing us. It's us.
This is us.
You know, because I remember standing up in my living room. You know, I had made that living room a sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
You know,
right.
And I meet God right there every day and cried out to him and screamed and hollered and got on my knees and got on my face, you know, and it was just, you know, and I can't even remember the time that it wasn't that bad. You know, because when I started getting in there and I started going so much and He started meeting me a little earlier, it didn't start taking me as long to connect with Him. You know, like I could walk in there and as soon as I get ready to go through, yes, it was there.
Right there.
And I could feel the hope and I could feel the peace, you know, and I tell you, establishing that hope, when we start getting that hope, okay, you know, it come from having that abundance of faith where you know God got this.
Yeah.
You ain't worried if the man don't come at home on time. You don't even care if he come in with a stinking attitude. You know, it don't even matter no more because you know that's
yeah.
not your job to fix it. It's not your job to worry about it. You got to clock out because you know God done clocked in and He working this thing out for your good because He
Amen.
Know you love Him.
And I was running up in there, challenging you, trying to beat
yes.
you. Yes. You know, try to instigate stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, just trying to get it. I'll tell you one more time.
Yes, sir.
When they come and get you this time, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So they flip the script, and I was the one to end up
mm-hmm.
behind bars.
Yeah.
It wasn't you.
Because I didn't entertain you.
The enemy used me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm bucking up in police face, you know.
Yeah.
I'm saying all kind of crazy stuff out my mouth because I'm in my house.
Hey, jail.
You know, I'm in my house. You
yeah.
know, you ain't going to come in here. Well, I'm the head of the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the king up in here for a little bit.
And all they were saying, and the only thing they were saying to you was, sir, calm down. That's all they kept saying to you, calm down. That's all, you know. But with the alcohol on top of your feelings and the principalities, you know. And
you're
I couldn't.
Covering everything.
Yes, and I couldn't do nothing but what God told me to do, you know. Don't act like him. Do not act like him. Continue to pray. And I was praying. And that's all I could do. That was all I could do because I was so afraid to turn into the woman that had went to jail before you. I was so afraid of that.
I
didn't want to be that person.
The thing that really blessed me was that it was enough God in me at that time. Because when that police grabbed me, the enemy told me to grab her.
Mm.
When I was between the sofa and the wall,
mm-hmm.
the enemy told me grab.
Mm.
And if I had did that, that would have been all she wrote. That would have been the case,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
I had to grab that other cop when it came
but
over.
The enemy don't care about you.
The other cop when it came over there, and it would have been over.
Yeah,
that would have been it for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
ain't no telling what it could have been like.
Yeah.
The way that you know, police killing people too.
Right. So you know, just
but we
just,
thank God so
just
much
for you know that still voice
Amen.
Telling me don't.
Don't do that.
Don't. You know, bad enough as it is, you're going to jail, but don't put your hands on that. And there was a female cop, too.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been all she broke.
But we just have to understand that regardless of what it looked like in the natural, we got to be able to start understanding that if we can operate in love, and God is love,
yes,
operate
yes.
in his will,
yes.
pull it up. Whatever it is that you feel like you need at that moment, if it's a time to be quiet, that's in the word, be quiet. You know, if it's perseverance, that's in the word, persevere through. You know, if it's establishing some hope, get some hope. Have some patience, kindness, you know, but be who you are as a child of God. Don't be who the other person trying to make you to be. Don't be who that principality and the other person is trying to make you to be, because that does not help. We do not ask you to fire. If you don't want to go to hell, don't ask you to fire. Amen.
And I should have had a fruit basket that night. I should have been giving out fruit, you know, instead of allowing the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that was the ugliest I had been in a long time.
That was the ugliest you saw for yourself you had been in. But, you know, that's because you was finally doing you. Before that, you were doing me, you know. And I'm just grateful, you know, get the opportunity to understand a little bit more about what it is not to do because, you know, the spirit of divorce is big. And even if, you know, we've been divorced before from other people, we don't want to head that way with each other, you know, so we still practice our love, walk on a daily basis.
Amen.
I love you. I thank you for being who you are, the man that you are, and I'm so ever grateful to God for allowing us to be on this love with you.
Amen.
And I just want to thank you and ask you to pray us out.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Our Father and our God, we just thank you, Father God, for this time together to help me, Father. And we thank you, Father God, for the healing day, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the restoration, but most of all, we thank you for your love. And Father God, we just give you praise, honor, and glory, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we appreciate that, and we hope that you'll join us again. We just want to remind you that no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance or the problem,
the lesson
is always love. Amen. Wow.